music that'll change your life. It is Yes FM. My name's Jessica, and joining us right now on the phone lines, we've got Joel Smallbone of For King and Country. Joel, how's it going today?
Oh, you know, I just said to you off the air, I'm in Texas. It doesn't get too much better than being in Texas, evidently.
Well, at least the Texans think so.
They do. And you know what is interesting? They genuinely do. Texans love Texas. One of our band guys is born and raised in Texas, and there is a pride, a whole new level of American pride in Texas.
What part of Texas are you guys in?
Longview tonight. We were in El Paso the day before yesterday. We're just wrapping up. Basically, this is the final weekend of Burn the Ships, kind of the Eastern American portion of the world tour. We were in Australia and Asia earlier in the year. And then this is the final weekend, and we've literally done something we've never done, and that is we got an extra bus, or three tour buses out with us, and we loaded up all the wives and all the kids, and they just arrived this morning. So basically, the For King Country Tour has become an enormous nursery to all of our infants and young children.
That's awesome. When you count all of them up, how many is that?
Oh, man, it has to be 8 or 10, and they're all under the age of like 2 or 3. It's a party for sure, particularly at night.
Now, nap time is probably everyone's favorite. If you can only coordinate all the kids to get nap time at the same time, you'll be golden.
You basically just have to walk backstage very gingerly, because chances are, if you speak too loudly, you're going to wake up the kids. So, yeah.
Oh. Well, you yourself come from a very large family. What, there's 7 kids of you guys?
5 boys, 2 girls, bookend girls. So first is a girl, last is a girl. And I am right in the middle of the whole thing, Jessica. I'm the deprived middle child.
I was going to say, are you the quintessential middle child, all the things?
Yeah. Oh, all the things. Layer them on me. If there are any therapists listening, I need you. Help me.
We'll get you hooked up. We've got some connections, so we'll send them your way so you can work through all of those emotional issues that I'm sure you've had growing up and still to this day having to deal with all of the other guys and girls in your household.
Your understanding. That's very kind.
Well, now, speaking of your oldest sister, the one at the top of the bookend, she was a 90s Christian music icon, Rebecca St. James, and she's going to be going, at least doing one show in Indiana with you guys upcoming. And this is not the first time, correct, that she's been performing with you?
Oh, no. I mean, well, we really grew up performing with her. So the backstory to For King Country was our dad, who manages us and managed her, kind of needed cheap labor, and we all homeschooled growing up, and he saw that he had 5 sons who were either early teens or preteens, and literally put us to work as a road crew. So lighting, sound, it was like the Australian version of the Von Trapp family. We just loaded into a 15-passenger van, and we traveled the States and Europe, and it was incredible. And that's where we really fell in love with music, Luke and I, and learned the craft of music. And if it weren't for those experiences, I don't think we would be in a band or a musicians today. And so having the kind of this full circle moment of Rebecca's working on a new album, and she started kind of she took a hiatus, she got married, she had a few kids, and now she's kind of coming back around. It's a very special, anytime we get to step onto the stage, share the stage with her, it's a very special moment for us.
Absolutely, I bet it is. Now, you did mention that, not only are you the middle child, but you're also the product of homeschooling with a 7-child family, and you were subject to child labor. So I can see why we have to get you connected with.
Oh yes, you gotta get me. Please help me. You gotta get me connected. I am. There's a lot of layers to that, for sure. You can imagine.
We have a lot of our listeners who are homeschooled themselves. Do you want to give any words of advice or any special shout outs to our homeschool students?
Oh, here's my shout out, is that I feel like the homeschooling community has gotten a bit of a bad rap. And yeah, we can be a unique bunch of people, for sure. But what I love about it is homeschooling kind of breaks some of the straight lines that occasionally can show up in education. And you're living more experientially than maybe just in the books. And I feel like as long as you can stay, where you get a bit tied up is if you don't have enough community. school is so great for just daily community growing up. But if you can stay, like in my case, I had a built-in community with six siblings. If you can stay connected to community as a homeschooler, then I think you're in good shape. That's the big charge, though, is make sure you stay connected to people throughout the whole thing. But I'm a big advocate. I mean, there's, you know, it's different strokes for different folks, as they say, but I'm a big advocate for the concept of homeschooling, and particularly, even more than that, doing life together as a family. Like, we were on mission. We were doing things and accomplishing things as a family. Part of it was because we had no other choice. We didn't have anything, and so it was all of our resources had to be poured back into the family. But I wouldn't change it for a day. I really wouldn't.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, speaking of being, you know, out and doing things with people, you are a part of quite a few lineups this summer. Specifically, we want to talk to you today about Spirit Song and then maybe even hint at a live festival. So you're doing both of these. Spirit Song is happening. Cincinnati, Kings Island, a live festival in Mineral City, Ohio. So tell us, what is your favorite part about doing these outdoor shows?
Well, my favorite part is when the weather's really good. That's my favorite part. There's been a few times we've played, and it's just, you know, and you kind of play through it, and it makes an incredible memory, but you'll play through the rain. And, you know, a lot of our equipment is obviously by nature electrical, and so that can create some really interesting moments. But it's interesting in America because, you know, Australia, where we grew up, we don't have the real season, so you can kind of play outdoors any time of the year. In the United States, basically, you go from playing inside venues for, you know, 8 months of the year, and then you have this moment for 5 or 6 months that you can really get outside and experience music and each other in this kind of beautiful, in a live case, in this beautiful, open, kind of wooded area. I think there's a real charm to experiencing music in that environment. So I would, again, it's hard when the weather doesn't cooperate, but when it does, when everything kind of lines up, there's really nothing like it. It's a beautiful kind of spiritual, inspirational, theatrical moment for us to play these shows.
And speaking of rain, we had a dreadful rainstorm last year for Spirit Song. However, because you guys played late, I don't know if you guys actually got caught in the rain, at least to perform. So I remember able to run through the crowd and everything seemed to be okay.
Oh, you know, and that's the thing. Even if things go sideways, we will still go out there and we'll be, even if the microphone starts to malfunction, we will still go out there and spend the moment with the people.
So tell us, what can we expect for this year's Spirit Song show? Is it going to be similar to what you guys did with us last summer, or is it going to be something totally different? A little bit of the same, a little bit different? Where are we at?
Well, there's been a load of water under the bridge, so to speak, since last year, in that we released a new album. We released Burn the Ships in October. And so we've been touring it. We're in Australia and Asia earlier this year, like I mentioned. We're in the States now. And so we'll be playing, you know, a load of new music, new kind of production, new stories. So it will actually look, the show will feel and look starkly different, really on every level, than it did last year. Got a few production tricks up our sleeve, as we like to do. But yeah, it's my favorite. When you start out, this is our third studio record, you start out with one record, you know, 40 minutes of music. You have to really be strategic in how you play more than an hour or so of music. With the second record, it gets a little bit better. And with the third one, this is the first time I felt like every song on this set is really important to the night. And we've been able to kind of storyboard and craft this emotional, entertaining, inspirational evening for you. So I'm, as we would say, kids in a lolly shop. We're kids in a lolly shop that we get to come back to your Spirit Song and introduce this new album.
Awesome. Well, we are super excited. I know that, yeah, like you said, last year at Spirit Song, when we were talking to you guys, right, you know, the week of Spirit Song, we got a chance to talk to Luke, and Joy was just kind of making its rounds. You guys had just released your official and unofficial music video for that. So we got to see Joy, and I think that might have been the only one you played off of the new album.
Yeah, well, we've got 7 or 8 more that we will add this year, and some really exciting, by the time we're with you as well, we'll have some really exciting announcements. And then with God Only Knows, which is the song we've sent to radio and we've been sort of rallying around for the last little while, we're doing a load of new features and remixes. One in particular is a female artist who is a not only a household name in the States, but is a household name around the world. I can't announce who she is yet.
Oh, come
but
on.
I know.
You're killing us here, Joel.
She's already sung the vocal. I can give you some hints. She lives in Nashville, and she's an icon. And she has breathed a whole new level of life and meaning into this, already a song that carried a lot of weight for us. But I cannot wait. I'm telling you, Jessica, I cannot wait for you to hear it. It's magical. It really is.
Oh, well, that definitely makes us excited. I know I personally watched the Young Min Yoo piano cover of God Only Knows the other day.
Yes.
And that was just absolutely phenomenal. He did Oceans earlier this winter on a frozen lake, and that was just insane as well. And I'm like, how do people have this much talent? So I love seeing how people take someone else's work and then bring in kind of their own ideas and their own thoughts into the song and onto the project. And so to hear that you guys are, you know, intentionally going out and seeking some of that is exciting.
Thank you, dear. Well, we're thrilled to be in it, and thrilled to be coming your way in just a month or so.
Ah, yes. So, well, we're super excited about Spirit Song. Once again, it's happening June 20th through the 22nd at Kings Island near Cincinnati. Right now on the phones, we're talking to Joel Smallbone from For King and Country. Joel, do you have just a couple minutes we can run through some like rapid fire, one sentence or less answer type questions?
Let's go for it.
Awesome. Let's do this. Okay. So we're Yes FM. So we always have to ask, yes. Do you say yes to? So in line with Spirit Song, do you say yes to roller coasters?
Absolutely. My brother does not, though. He is a very frightened little boy when it comes to roller coasters.
We might have to get him on some roller coasters then, just to watch him scream.
God bless you. I just don't think you're going to be able to. I have tried everything.
Oh,
if you can, more power to you.
Fair enough. Well, we'll see what we can do. What was the last TV show that you watched?
The last TV show I watched with my wife, you know, was Breaking Bad, but I wouldn't necessarily advise it. I mean, it was very awarded. We shot a film called Priceless in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which was part of what twigged my interest in it, because that's the same location that they shot Breaking Bad in. But it is so heavy that after about five or six episodes in the first season, we kind of bailed on it, sadly. So that was the last one.
Okay. Well, speaking of Priceless, that was actually one of my next random questions. You had some fake tattoos in Priceless, but if you had to get a real tattoo, and let's just say you had to get a real tattoo on your face, because, hey, we're talking about Breaking Bad, what would you get?
On my face.
On your face.
I have never seen too many classy tattoos on people's faces, so no offense if you've got a tattoo on your face. You know, the one I have seen that's really good, this is kind of cheating a bit because it's not 100% on your face, but it's like just behind and below the ear, almost like where an earring would sit. It's sort of, it's more so on your neck than on your face, but I saw someone, they just put like a really simple, dainty, like cross in that area of their face, and I thought, yeah, that's really classy. It's not just like hitting you over the head, but it's still there if you turn to the left.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, if Joel, if you could not do music, anything in the music industry, but you had to choose a job, what would you do?
Well, I do love the film world. I just think it's incredible how these films impact people. So I love filmmaking. You know what I also really love, too, I found? I mean, I'm kind of OCD. I like straight lines and things. I love architecture. I love, like, good architecture. So maybe in another life, if I was able to have the education and opportunity, I'd be an architect.
Okay. Architect or a filmmaker. We like it. Now, when you go get ice cream, Joel, what is your default ice cream order?
Oh, I just went to see a movie last night with my wife, and they actually had ice cream in the theater. It was quite nice. I got Rocky Road. I just love the chunks in the ice cream. And they didn't have my other favorite. My other favorite would be chocolate chip cookie dough. I would have done the combination. I would have done Rocky Road, chocolate chip cookie dough together. You know, best of both worlds.
Okay. Do you say yes to clowns?
No.
Just an absolute no. No clowns.
No clowns. Particularly lately. I feel like I would have said yes to clowns like a decade ago. But clowns, the last 10 years or so, it's gotten really, you know, with It. And then the tragedy, particularly fellow countryman Heath Ledger playing the Joker, and then that whole clown thing that we were facing where like they were like kidnapping. The clown thing's just gotten really weird in the last decade.
Fair enough. Can't say I disagree on that. So two more questions for you, Joel. One thing that you have tried that you will never try again.
One thing, like just experiential or eating? What exactly?
However you'd like to take it.
One thing that I've tried that I will never try again. Oh, you've got me stumped. You got me stumped on that one. There's not too many things that I wouldn't try, like just openly refuse. But I will tell you something that I don't really enjoy, and this is pretty low level, and people get upset at me about this, but I don't like green and red peppers. I will basically avoid them at all costs. I'm pretty open to any other food group, but I've tried it, and I've tried it again and again, and I'm not in.
And you're still not going for it?
No, I'm not going for it.
Joel Smallbone for King & Country says no to peppers.
I do. Not jalapeno peppers, like spicy peppers, I'm all in. Just the green and red one.
Just the green and red, like the bell peppers?
Yes, the bells. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
No, I'm not in on the bells.
No bells for Joel. And speaking of food, our last question for you. One food that you can always find on the For King & Country tour bus would be?
Well, I hope it would be seaweed snacks. I don't know if you've had them, but if you haven't, you're missing out on life. They're quite lovely. But one food that you can always find is either kombucha or protein bars. They're always on the For King & Country bus.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us, talking about some random things, talking about Spirit Song, and teasing us with an announcement that will be coming out on the 29th of April. So we will be marking our calendars for that.
Keep an ear and an eye out for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you. 62 days from now is Spirit Song at Kings Island. And we look forward to seeing you and your brother and the entire show that you've got planned for us.
Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate the time and sending my love to all of the listeners right now.